massa, uma macu, uma massa, uma macu, sai. Rio, ele é mono. Rio, Rio, ele é mono.
Sure, this program is a wire. Reggae Makossa, man. You never take it in yet. I sure the eye, man. That if you listen, tune into the station, Rasta.
Yeah, this is Julian Marley, and we're listening to Reggae Makossa, Rasta Live. Keep listening.
From the ghetto huge camp. Anywhere me go, me say me must let me stamp. Everyone know where me spot them said too ignorant. Just the other day, some papa hold me for one. Me and my brother Juju and me auntie named Dan Bounce. Listen to the gang, me mashing up the traffic jam. Police pull me over, talking about him smell crank. From me looking at him face, I know this boy had a plan. Juju touch me from my shoulder, said the boy a demon. First thing he want to know is where that smell coming from. Are you smoking marijuana? And I said, yes, I am. Show him see them entrance, go to cost a couple grand. Him say, make me see the license and the registration. And where are you headed? What's your occupation? Don't know, sir, I got my finger, answer question. As it says on the paper, read the information. For me now, I got techno street side interrogation. So book me if you book me, carry me down on station. Let me show them how we did it in a style and pattern. Pam, 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 pam. And if you check it, go down, go to my extension. Mr. Second Judge Royal for your run, England. And when you play land, you no go through no constant. This is Ragamuffin in a different pattern. Me no go in on no session unless it can ram. And from your seat, we face somebody ask some question. And anywhere we go, we have a rap-a-pam. Pam, 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 pam,
pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam, pam,
Yes, I, Stephen Marley. Yeah, man, we got a lot of good things that's going on. So just, Satanir, Kata and Derica. Stephen Marley featuring Junior Gong, brand new. How you like that?
Wicked. Everyone's been waiting for his album. It's supposed to come out 2 years ago, but he will be releasing his new album. You guys got a little taste first time, of course. You hear it here first on 91X Reggae Makossa. It's going to be off his album Mind Control, which will be released February 6, 2007. So look out for that. You're listening to 91X Reggae Makossa.
Already did it. We've been through it.
Through the
ups and downs and the ass and bust on the stress it brings. I am going to elaborate. Give me time to tell you certain things. The joy it brings and the sorrow. Take away your today and destroy your tomorrow. Open the fence and my food gets sucked off. Seven on my BS bus and everything lost. This one and them are act tough, me check it them staff. Who sell me out and who I walk craft? Now me drop a yard, me hear the whole and them a laugh. Me used to wear brand, don't know me a four-year class. Friends in a foreign and a walk, man a walk. I am the ghost in Ultra who them used to call boss. Control buildings, blocks and parks. I call the shots, create all the laws. Looking back, my life was really filled with flaws. Moving in the fast lane with no time to pass. Now my wife in a foreign with another man of flaws. My son out of hand and he's sleeping class. My daughter is pregnant and don't know the paths. I'm gonna give you the facts, I tell you. I was living life on the fast lane. Life on train, on the track. Use me as the perfect example. Look at me and where I'm at. I was living life on the fast lane. Like a train on the track. Use me as the perfect example. Look at me and where I'm at. I've been robbed, stopped, shot. Locked up on release, then locked up back. 90% of the prince of population black. The other 5% white, the other 5 lot. Cubans are welcome, Asians turn back. Who created methamphetamine, speed and crack? Who start a war and there's no reason for that? Why the church lie in pursuit of greed? Who is the Canada dictator to lead? Tribal war, when will it be over? Through the eyes of reform, my people get over. Why shows really filled with flaws? Moving in the fast lane with no time to pass. My wife in a foreign with another man of flaws. My son out of hand and he's keeping class. My daughter is pregnant and don't know the paths. Listen while I give you know the facts. Relax now. I was living life in the fast lane. Like a train on the track. Here is the perfect example. Look at me and where I'm at. I was living my life in the fast lane. We'll be right back.
Roland Alfonso on Reggae Makosa. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, some wild ska here. And looks like, again, we're celebrating Desmond Dekker. It's a tribute to the legends. And that's what we are getting ready for here. The legends of reggae music and ska. We've got to honor those great, great people. Listen, we want you to, we got a final off going on. And for the tribute to the legends, tribute to Robert Nestor Marley, Bob Marley Day. And we're going to go, you can go on our website. We're going to put that hosted on BobMarleyDaySanDiego.com. And you can vote who you want to see for Bob Marley Day. All right? So that's really important. We got some great people that we're almost through with the lineup. So we want you to come in. So we're almost through. So we want you to come in and vote. Well. Desmond Dekker is a great. Reggae Makosa, Desmond Dekker here. Tribute to Desmond. Tickets are on sale now for Ikemau's concert in TJ. Ikemau's. He's going to be in concert, and that will be on the 2nd, December 2nd. And we want to see you there. We're bringing him back. So we need your prayers and your love to come on over and see the mouse in concert. Once again, Ikemau's in concert at the El Foro. That's December 2nd, alongside J. Irie and Essentia. And more bands to be announced. Ikemau's in concert, December 2nd. So write this down, okay? Want you to, all of you, because it's the only chance you get to see him. And we really made sure he can get into the country. So we want you to come out. He misses you, and he want to give you love. Little John, then into the mouse. In concert at the El Foro, December 2nd. You know, Michael Rose cannot get in the country, so we're going to have to bring him to Mexico. Same thing with Ikemaus, and we're working on his immigration right now. But he misses you, and he wants to see you. Calls me often, and next week we'll have an interview with the Mouse. Yes, so Ikemaus is going to be coming to Mexico. So a lot of the artists, reggae artists, can't get in the country anymore. It was blessed that we got Gregory Isaac in. Okay, just from, you know, messed up, you know what's going on. So a lot of people can't get in. And there's a lot of brothers can't get out. you know, really. There's a lot of people that can't get out the country. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
How do you know how? Child support and everything like that. And they can't get their passport, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you guys can't leave. You know, if I couldn't leave the country, I'd feel really sad. I mean, I don't know what to do. Because I have to, you know, get out of here for a real, real minute. But I want you guys, don't forget to get your passports.
Oh, please.
Please. Get your passports, because they're going to really, really be on you. So get your passports. Whatever you do, just go down and start working on it. You need your passport anyway. So it was a blessing, actually. So please go down and get your passport. Just start right now, because you don't want to be locked up here. They might make it even harder for you to get your passport. And then you're gonna have to have a passport to go to TJ, to Mexico, to everywhere. I mean, probably Jamaica, Puerto Rico. You can show your birth certificate and driver's license. No more. So get your passport. 5% of Americans have passports. Only 5%. Can you believe that? That 5% of Americans. So,
people are stuck.
Please, come on. You want to be able to step. And you might want to step over the border for a minute, you know?
No.
Same border that people fenced up and talked about. You might be running to you'll be the alien. So, what do you call it? Undocumented workers. No, that's not what they call them. They call them aliens. Yeah. No, man. So really seriously, there's going to be a crisis situation going on. And definitely you need to brace yourself for that crisis situation. Jenny Reed.
Listening to Reggae Macosa with Makeda Jet. You don't know, say, you know, nah, switch. Because we have to keep it clean, you know. Batman people nah go last. And remember, I said, gentlemen, I say so. I know your love is superior. Your devil complex inferior. Oh, yes, worshipping material. But bowing to your silver and gold. I'm more alive, more alive.
Miles, December 2nd, and go on MySpace/WorldBeatCenter, see what's going on, and we'll be giving tickets away over that. Also, go to OneWorldReggae.com. 24 reggae music.
Body work, body toe, body toe. Just young, body toe. We want. a broke them down, I improve. Rastafari from them dead, that I want go. How to rob who got nothing to lose. Who with your shoes, why be looking at another man's shoes? Government shoes and pays his dues. And then don't blow them stuntman views. Recycle and overuse. Overactive and don't confuse. Whoa. Ah. A cream of joy. A cream of fees. Respect down from the greatest. Down to the least. For still an over. The power of hell, it is the hung span of scale, and the ghetto youth they well. Redemption is a vision in progression. See the hand to many greetings. Some attitudes of push to be surgical ring. One king of king, one king of king. And so the Rastaman they sing on. A cradle of joy, a grip of and not leave yourself behind. Lift up your hand, tune in here to the righteous mind. What about when blind they are daily the blind? Easier be kind rather than be unkind. The lungs of the harbage and no heat the rhine. How to all appear from all a who go sign? What if it's matter what they overmind? What if it's binary where they in the vine? Be a took and sink a line. Such sensation as to blow the mind.
Midnight, cradle of joy, and you need a boat. They're in the final runnings. Midnight. Here's Garnet Silk.
Don't let the obstacles of life get you down.
Gotta fight back.
Don't let the things they say and do
weaken your heart and conquer you.
Just make your life one ever true.
And I know Jah will see you through.
They all wanna see you fall and stumble along the way, yeah.
But Jah is great, keep the faith. He'll guide you day by day.
Richie Stevens, fight back. More Garnet Silk.
Share you with someone else.
let's synchronize our minds. It's growing, this love inside of me. Oh, and it's showing, shining so bright. It's growing, I know this love of mine. Yes, and it's showing, just can't hide. A prayer for you and a prayer for me. Let's live in love and harmony. Only love can set us free. It's growing, this love inside of me. Oh, and it's showing, shining so bright. It's growing. Only love can set us free. Love is the answer, I know. Oh, it's growing, it's showing, it's growing. To share you with someone else. It's growing, this love inside of me. Oh, and it's showing, shining so bright. It's growing, this love of mine. Yes, and it's showing, just in time. Come on, my brothers and sisters.
The late great Garnet Silk died at such a young age. Went back in when his house was on fire to save his mother. And that was Etta Gray, Garnet's mother. And they called her Dutsy, yeah. Artiga, her mama. She was born in Trelawney in Bankers Hill. Yes, I mean, loving his mother so much that he risked his life, and they found them in each other's arms in the house. The late great Garnet Silk, such a talented guy. I remember meeting Courtney Cole from Ruth International in Ochi, and he said, I got this great singer, Garnet Silk, I want you to hear him. And he had all kinds of 7 inches he gave me of Garnet Silk. And just that year, just before he passed, I was, you know, saying, we got to put Garnet Silk on Bob Marley Day. So I regret that. I let a year go by, and the late, great Garnet Silk passed. So, you know, every now and then we got to give a tribute. And Esther from Trinidad, who works at the World Beat Center, loves Garnet Silk. So we're going to give her this tribute. And we have a very special interview with Garnet from a journalist. She had a magazine called Reggae Review. Her name is Peggy Quattro. Here's Garnet and Peggy on Reggae Makosa.
It's Thursday afternoon. We're in Kingston. It's a beautiful day. We have a beautiful view. And we're with Garnet Silk. Mm-hmm. Garnet, thank you for doing the interview.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
All right. First, we're going to cover some basics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some personal items. First of all, two questions. Garnet Silk, that's mm-hmm. your stage name?
Yes, Garnet Silk is my stage
and
name.
And your birth name is?
Garnet D. Smith.
Okay. D for?
Daylight, like broad daylight.
Okay. And a big question is, Garnet spelled with one T
one
or
T.
two? One T. Did
one
you hear
T.
that?
Everybody spelled it with two.
Including me.
Yeah?
You see, I did it right here. Okay, we've got the official word now.
The one T can do it, but he's using two.
True.
True.
So that makes you what? About 27, right?
Yeah.
You were born where and when?
I was born in Manchester, Hatfield. No, beg your pardon. I spent so much time in Hatfield, I forgot that I was born in Brumelia, Mandeville.
Brumelia?
But the same year, Brumelia.
Brumelia.
Yeah. But the same year that I was born, I went to live in Hatfield, the borderline Hatfield and Greenville. So I always see myself as a Greenville and Hatfield youth.
Because you went there from you were...
From the same year that I was born.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Okay. All right, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Are there any musicians or singers in your family?
Otherwise,
like parents, brothers.
Well, my mother is definitely a singer, but she never used it as a profession. You know?
But she sang in what, choir or just
she,
around the
she
house?
She sing when she used to go to school. She tell me that she used to sing and then, yeah.
Does she still sing?
And dance. Well, she sing at home.
Okay.
And she sing well.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but yeah, mom, I have some little brother we can sing to. Then my boss out yet.
Yeah. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I don't want to lie to you, I don't really know what I have. I know I have a lot. I know about 30 of them, brothers and sisters. That
30.
Know. My father was a very fruitful man.
Yes, I guess so. I can't imagine. And I know, I won't even say the obvious. So. All right, where did you go to school?
Hatfield College.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of your favorite subjects?
Well, tell you the truth, you know, this is my story. So, okay. I'm not really have no favorite subject. Never liked school.
You never liked
yeah,
school?
Yeah, but the little time we went to school, we did well still, you know.
So you just went to the elementary? Did you go beyond elementary?
We leave school before all the time, you know. We leave school at the age of 14,
okay.
You know.
So you had...
But I guess we learned the basics, you know. Learn to read and write well, and we can do mathematics.
Okay, that's got you this far.
That's it.
What about sports?
Sports? I used to love football, but I love to play it more than I love to watch it.
Okay. And did you play it as a youth?
I played. Yeah, man, I played.
You still play now?
Yeah, man. At home though, not you know.
Yeah.
Why? You know?
Yeah, with your friends and things.
And family.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Were you popular as a youth?
As a youth?
Yeah, in school. Were you like...
Yeah, man, because from my little youth, man, you know, me sing and DJ, so I guess that make, you know, cause a vibe, you know.
Oh, yeah, that man. Was one of my questions.
Yeah.
Did you write then? Did you like to write lyrics?
Yeah, man, from time to time, I write my own songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, from when I was a little boy. Before me can spell and spell some of the words properly,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But to when me write it, we don't understand when me write, you know.
What were you writing? What were you writing in those days? Were you writing what you considered lyrics, or was it poetry, or was it a short story, or was it...
I'm not a lyric man, you know.
Did you look at it as lyrics, or did you look at
then,
it as poems?
Then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to tell you, them come hand in hand, you know, because to the farm where I'm writing, it is poetical,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, poetic, you know, so it's a song in a poetical form.
Yeah. So even when you were a youth, you looked at it more, though, as lyrics?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah, man.
What kind of music did you listen to while you were growing up?
Like Bob Marley and Burning Spear and from your little youth, I love the people that we deal with the music but on a more aspect. You know?
Okay. Did you want to be a performer as a child? Did you
have dreams of
growing up?
Yeah, my dream, I dream it, Jano.
Very good.
Yeah. So I guess we did see where my head from an early stage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When did you decide that you wanted to be a performer? How old were you when you decided that okay, this is what I want?
I started doing it from when I was 12.
From 12.
Yeah, man. I guess I knew that was what I wanted before I even started.
Were you encouraged?
Yeah, man. My friends.
Your friends encouraged you
to
go on and...
Yes,
all
yes.
Right.
Friends and family.
Were you a singer or a DJ or you did both?
Both.
Well, what was the event or the place that you went and you did your first...
The first performance in a crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a place in Hatfield.
Okay.
Called Channel One Club. Yeah, that's what does it mean.
Was it a dance?
Yeah, it was a dance.
And do you remember the year?
I remember that it was our Ash Wednesday. I was 12.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that must
I was 12
have been
that much.
78.
Yeah, I guess so. Yes,
okay.
yes.
How did you get the gig? How did they say? They just come to you and say, Garnett, come sing at our dance? Or did you go to
my friend and I. Yeah, man. You out? No. Now, my friend, I'm going to dance. So, children know me as a little DJ and they believe in me and team. Them went and asked the sound man from to get the mic and think, but the sound man hesitated because him check says, you know, and you come check say him sound is a joke thing. Mm-hmm. But my youth, them are some revolutionary kind of youth now, you know. Insist, because they believe in them boy, and besides, them boy have to touch it to prove himself tonight, so them kind of bad him up and they get the mic. And
so you actually went there, and not even
when
scheduled
yeah,
to perform, no, you just went and did
when it. When I start, when I get started, man, it's like the sound man actually disappointed that he never touched it from first. Wow. Yeah. And then we start DJing and then his sound from them time, the sound called Soul Remembrance. So that's where I started.
What's it called?
Soul Remembrance, it was. The name of the song was called Soul Remembrance.
Soul Remembrance. Okay. Do you remember the selector?
It was the owner of the song, C1, Teddy Eklins.
All right, so we're looking at 78. All right, I know what I wanted to ask you. The songs that you wrote as a youth, what were the lyrics that you wrote? What was the content of it? What was your message then, back in 78?
It was the same thing, man, to acknowledge Jah and serve Him in spirit and truth.
So even then,
yeah, man.
You
in my own little way,
God,
I wanted
to. Did you
to,
refer to him as
yeah,
God?
Ja,
as Ja,
yeah,
right.
Man. Said we, you know.
All right. Because you'd been listening to Bob and Spear. All right. Makes
and
sense
natural
to
inspiration
me.
Came to differently. Can't remember Ja. All right. Have the power to do as he's pleased.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Now, so your first performance was in 78, and your first recording
was in 1984-85,
and that was
I recorded songs from 84, but the first release I had was in 85. The song was called Problem Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And those were conscious thought provoking.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Okay. In my own little way.
How did it do?
Well, in Jamaica and even a little part of New York, then actually bust out in time.
Who was the producer?
Delroy Collins. Alias Color.
What was, now we're moving a little bit forward, and what was your first big hit that you had, that you would consider?
My first big hit?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's, it's Growing Start, doing things from overseas and things, but I think Hello Africa is really the first big hit, if what you regard as big is what I regard as big. I think it would be Hello Africa.
Okay.
You know, all the songs. I have songs before that did well, but you know, comparing now, all the songs, I think that Hello Africa would be the biggest.
All right,
and the first.
And when was that? That was what, 92,
I think. You know,
92.
Early 92.
Okay.
Am I right or am I right? I think it's early 92.
And who was that produced by?
Richard Bell. Bobo.
Bello.
Yeah, Bello.
Nice.
Yeah, man, Star Child.
Star Child, man, they're wicked, really. Mm-hmm. Name some of the other producers that you worked with.
King Jammies. Bobby Digital. Jack Scarpia. Bello. Stevie and Cleveland, Jermaine.
Did you ever do anything with Sly and Robbie?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sly and Robbie.
Well, that's all the big ones, right? A pretty good group of them.
Yeah.
And do you have...
Courtney Cole. Oh, can't forget Courtney Cole.
Rooftop,
Cole. Yeah. Yeah, why you put that to, you know, can't forget Courtney Cole.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
Never forget Courtney Cole.
Do you have one that you consider a favorite? Not necessarily as a person, but as a producer who's able to bring out your style?
Oh, you mean one of the producers as favorite?
Mm-hmm. One that you found was the easiest or...
to be with.
Yeah, and brought you out in the studio.
Well, all right. I love the relationship with me and Courtney Cole, like a brotherly vibe. And Bobby Digital, I'm a bona fide.
Okay.
See?
Good.
Yeah, my Bobby Digital, I'm a bona fide.
All right.
And Bello is a brother.
Yeah. So those are the ones that you feel were ably, they could properly execute your sound, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reggae Makosa with Makeda Dre.
Live together. Well, things will get better for one another. up the black and black persecution. And realization is unification.
Kings and queens of the earth, sons and daughters, stand firm in unification and imitation.
Reggae Massive San Diego, get ready for the St. Croix explosion right here at World Beat Center in Balboa Park, 2100 Park Boulevard, presents Batch, Ras Attitude, and Madanai, the legendary Zioneers, right here, December 9th, 8:30 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Don't forget, right here, World Beat Cultural Center in Balboa Park, 2100 Park Boulevard. Come forward.
Come forward. Come forward. Come forward.
And you're listening to Batch, Ras Attitude and Modern Nile right here. Check it. Culture Queen, you're not heard here before. Desiree come with the roots, now this Modern Nile come with the culture, bringing it rough.
World Beat Center are honored to bring you a one-of-a-kind musical experience. Wednesday, December 6th, the number one Afropean hip-hop R&B duo Les Nubians will be blessing us with a rare U.S. performance. These sisters of French and Cameroon descent are respected veterans throughout the global hip-hop and R&B communities and have collaborated with everyone from the Black Eyed Peas, Talib Kweli, and even Morgan Heritage. You do not want to miss this show. Wednesday, December 6th, Les Nubians at the World Beat Center in Balboa Park. Tickets are on sale now. Call 619-230-1190 or you can go online and get them at ticketweb.com. And for more information on Les Nubians, visit our website at worldbeatcenter.org. Tickets are on sale now and they're only $15 in advance. Get your tickets at 619-230-1190 or online at ticketweb.com. See you there.
Gravissons nos mémoires, il faut changer l'histoire. Elle part à la dérive.
Mikasa and the World Beat Center are honored to bring you a one-of-a-kind musical experience. Wednesday, December 6th, the number one Afro-Pian hip-hop R&B duo Les Nubians will be blessing us with a rare U.S. performance. These sisters of French and Cameroon descent are respected veterans throughout the global hip-hop and R&B communities and have collaborated with everyone from the Black Eyed Peas, Talib Kweli, and even Morgan Heritage. You do not want to miss this show. Wednesday, December 6th, Les Nubians at the World Beat Center in Babo Park. Tickets are on sale now. Call 619-230-1190 or you can go online and get them at ticketweb.com. And for more information on Les Nubians, visit our website at worldbeatcenter.org. Tickets are on sale now and they're only $15 in advance. Get your tickets at 619-230-1190 or online at ticketweb.com. See you there.
Ravivons nos mémoires, il faut changer l'histoire. Elle parle à la mairie.
Hey yo, what the deal is?
Yo, yo, man.
Yes, 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 yes. Jamaica funk, and that's what it is. And we want to just tell you that, you know, you can get your tickets online for the Nubians online. So you can go there, and that's going to be a great concert. So really, really try to get there, try to go there. So what a blessing. So, Derica, this is your thing, huh?
I'm so excited about
thing, huh? Felipe.
We want to go to San Felipe.
No, I don't want to go.
But yeah. You guys all want to go to Les Nubians. We've been getting just tons of calls. I think it might sell out. I'm assuming it's going to sell out. This is one of three appearances they're going to be making in the U.S., and they're going to be right here at your guys' World Beat Center. Are you kidding me? So excited. You can just hear their music is so eclectic. It touches so many genres from hip hop, R&B, a little bit of house, reggae. Enough said, these talented sisters are going to be blessing us with their presence. And San Diego is so excited. I know people from LA are going to be coming down. And so everyone, you guys, Les Nubians, Wednesday, December 6th, all ages. You don't have to go to any other 21 and up club to see them. And you guys bring the whole family out. Such a beautiful musical experience. Les Nubians, Wednesday, December 6th at the World Beat Center. I'm so excited.
It's nice. It's going to be real great. We bring some really nice stuff, music to you. So it's really important that if you're not on our mailing list,
yes,
our email list, just go to worldbeatcenter.org and just sign up.
And there's things added every day. You know, Makeda has so many shows. So every single day, get on the mailing list. You'll know what's up. And that's the only way we advertise, really. So unless you're on there, sometimes you might miss a show like some people did and call up and go, when's Cultura? When's this? You'll find out if you have our mailing list.
Right at your door. And if you don't have email, just go to our events hotline, World Beat Center events hotline. And it's 619-230-1237.
Right, 1237, you guys. So 230-1237.
Just come and check it out. Let's get into the Nubians.
Hey.
Yeah.
Funky Jamaica.
Funky now. Oh, I love it down. Get down, Derica.
Woo!
Just
flashbacks, your love phone tracks. I can dig that for that sling rap ass. Bless your whole paragraph, my pops with the old Tom Brown wax. Won't get swimming up the day's back. Fucking up the area with J Cloud. Words you least be with brainchild. Stretch, collection, a way perfection. A love phone jazz selection. True destiny, feeling good vibes. Funkin' for Jamaica with the chicken patty on the side. Trust Uncle Brad, livin' up the missile day. Yo, this folks spread like a full blown virus. Tommy T, from the zone, cause he specialized with the funk.
Presents the San Diego African Film Festival. African Mental Liberation Films, Saturday and Sunday, November 25th and 26th. Saturday will offer such films as Rhyme and Reason, A History of Hip-Hop Culture, Baka, Descendants of the First Human Beings, and Blacks in Japan, The American-African Experience in Japan. Sunday will offer films as Fela Kuti, The Exclusive Interview, Back to Africa, Finding Roots in Nigeria, and African Ancestry Presentation, DNA African Ancestry Reveal Live, and much, much more. All of these films run from noon to 9 p.m. both days at the World Beat Center, 2100 Park Boulevard in Babo Park, and it's presented to you by Dr. Kweku Person Lin and brought to you by Las Patronas, the San Diego Commission for the Arts, and the World Beat Center. And thanks to all of our sponsors, this festival is absolutely free. Again, we invite everyone to come out and get more knowledge on African roots at the San Diego African Film Festival, African Mental Liberation Films, Saturday and Sunday, November 25th and 26th. So we invite all races and all ages to come out and expand their knowledge on the African experience and African roots.
Holy Emmanuel Isolacia!
Babylon, I'm a tell me about Caricom, judgment, but the minutes are million. Babylon, now tell them the minimum, and I tell me, set them increase the minimum. If you increase the minimum, I don't need to go down. Let me ask them, one to the maximum, maximum. Open on the mouth, speak up with the tongue. That is a free speech, this is not freedom. Tell Babylon, say I'm the fuck with the done. You know, I'm more money when Friday evening come. Don't support them when Christmas comes, cause all the rich money are alone. Santa Claus comes, funny all the picture when New Year's come. When the mothers and the daughters and the fathers and the sons, them can't even support, can't even afford. Them have to put down everything for when the landlord comes. When they talk about school fee, everything done. Filing time, go drink your blood like rum. Labor day, bash Wednesday when they lay upon your tongue. Them independence, you know they pen them like your tongue. Emancipation here, and that them turn down. San Francisco be clear, say slavery not done. John,
wise, be wise and overstand. Be wise and overstand. Be wise and overstand. Me know from when the revelation began. I know just now, me said a long, 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 long. Way back down up on the river Nile bank. The first place begin a civilization. The first and I rise was Napoleon. And we manifest in a world war one. Well, Hitler was the second one. And we manifest in a world war second. Now them a contemplate who are the third one. For them a wonder if I'm sure Saddam. Recon nation localize a man in a Babylon. The third Nostradamus for prediction. The third Antichrist is a American. But you look at the leader for the Republican. World War III is just right at hand. And all of his bands are not the queen of England. And all things to get a chance for the second. Seem what we come in a reincarnation. Check Belgium and all the computer plan. Well, microchip them I go put in a man. Who don't know about Lucifer 2000? A maternity hospital operation. And them combat institution. Now let me see your hand for the salvation. Now let me see your hand for the revelation. Now let me see your hand for the restoration. Let me see your hand for repatriation. Good son, I might have a team and now I need you. Stay far from trouble if you can. Embarrassment as small as a mustard seed will make you kill a man. Far from them if you no can. From them Illuminati and them genocide plan. Yo, stay far from them if you no can. Be wise and overstand. Be wise and overstand. Be wise and overstand. Babylon a walk them the minimum wage. Babylon a walk them days upon days. Mind black people, mind a gaze into a gaze. Me never yet hear who know a ask. Me no raise with them economical strategy. Me no love out the trade. Before the thing increase. I fear it, we can generate and utilize our own resources that will never fail. Cause nothing to us like homemade. Tap out to the comb, tap out to the race. And stop from cream, and stop from shape. And stop from curl, and stop from braid. We are not cannibal, we used to live in and no kill. And no kill, watch me. And them when they marry, they marry. Can't stop till I see I fire from blaze.
every time and day. Who's to be blamed for our lack of preparation? Now we don't spend every dime of our bill. Big pimping, flossing every dollar we've got, and the much less fortunate. When push the Christ, but if all you become is another house nigga, baby, tell me, was it worth all the sacrifice? Get out of my way while I climb to the top now, but be sure to catch me if I fall from grace. Cause heaven forbid, if what I chase should reject me, you know I'm gonna need a warm black embrace. We used to stack on, prepare for revolution, was the only way of getting wrong for right. Can be solved with shooting, and we've forgotten why we started to fight. Now, Malcolm, do we hurt to cry? Can you hear me now, Rosa? Was it worth the ride? Do you see me now, Marcus? We're still not unified. No, we're not. So tell me now, Martin, is this why you die? So if we lick our brother, so we can seem bigger. Now we so damn proud, we call we self nigger. And being a good man is a bad thing. No, being a bad man is a good thing. So it's a rich or poor, black or white, sit and be trampled or get up and fight. After so many years, I guess it's hard to watch us. Even when the front is empty, we still move to the back of the bus. So tell me, Rosa, was it worth the ride?
Friday, November 24th, please join us for a Horace Tapp Scott tribute featuring Azar Lawrence and Arthur Blythe alongside the Cosmic View Band. This is all happening at the World View Cultural Center in Buffalo Park. Again, Horace Tapp Scott tribute happening Friday, November 24th. Tickets are only $15. For more information, give us a call at 619-1190 or, of course, visit our website at worldbeatcenter.org. This is brought to you by the African Mental Liberation Jazz and the World View Cultural Center. Center are honored to bring you a one-of-a-kind musical experience. Wednesday, December 6th, the number one Afropean hip-hop R&B duo Les Nubians will be blessing us with a rare U.S. performance. These sisters of French and Cameroon descent are respected veterans throughout the global hip-hop and R&B communities and have collaborated with everyone from the Black Eyed Peas, Talib Kweli, and even Morgan Heritage. You do not want to miss this show. Wednesday, December 6th, Les Nubians at the World Beat Center in Bobo Park. Tickets are on sale now. Call 619-230-1190 or you can go online and get them at ticketweb.com. And for more information on Les Nubians, visit our website at worldbeatcenter.org. Tickets are on sale now. and they're only $15 in advance. Get your tickets at 619-230-1190 or online at ticketweb.com. See you there.
Gravivons nos mémoires, il faut changer l'histoire. Elle part à la dérive.
Are you a fan of reggae and culture? Then you need to be on our mailing list. You'll get updates on all of our concerts and the wickedest cultural events happening in town. You need to be on the World Beat Center's mailing list. It's easy. Just go to our website, worldbeatcenter.org, and sign up. This is the only way we advertise for our events, so it keeps the ticket prices low for you. You need to be on the mailing list, and you need to be in the know. Once again, that's worldbeatcenter.org. If you're not online, then you can just call our events hotline at 619-230-1237. Again, that's 619-230-1237.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's what you can do. Just go online and go to the World Beat Center. And please, we just want to keep it down. And if we have our own little network, hey, that's what we need to do. Just do a little underground thing. And once again, you should always go to that website, worldbeatcenter.org. And we're the ones that is bringing you positive vibes right here in San Diego. So we just want to tell you about these films. You guys, you have great films getting ready to happen at the World Beat Center. This will be great for you to write a paper on or in school or whatever. You got John Henry Clark. You got Baca. That's happening, the first human beings. And you know, they've been lying to you. So you got to come and, you know, look at the truth, man. The question of color, exploring intra-color prejudice. So you can take a look at it. Africa World Civilizations. And that should be really interesting. History and accomplishments of black people around the world. Rhyme and Reason, History of Hip-Hop Culture. Hey! And Rise, excerpt from the Art of Crumpy, man. And the clown was here. You know, he was in San Diego. So, you know, I'm a crump somebody. You know, that's a good way to do it. You know, instead of, you know, going to blows. But go, really, come see that, man, all you hip-hop folks. And then the Gullah Geechee culture. You can go online and see what time these films are and everything. Once again, this is on a Saturday, okay? And you need to know, I went down to the Gullah Sea Islands in South Carolina. Very interesting because my culture, my father is a Geechee. And that's from, you know, Louisiana, Carolina, around that. And the Gullah people are the more like African people. They do the, in the United States, they still keep the culture of Africa. They do the baskets, weaving, the same baskets that are in Ghana. The first school, the Penn School, I went there. It was, you know, you got to see it before they, you know, start taking the sea islands. Like they took Hilton Head and a lot of other islands that the Geechee stayed on. And they're trying to fight for their rights. So the Geechee, they have their language. They're called the Gullah people, and they're of the sea islands. So please come out. Also, blacks in Japan. Now, you know, I got to really see that. But the African, the American African experience in Japan. And Dr. Francis Chris Wiseline, racism and white supremacy on the black male. So, you know, you won't come out and understand because you won't see this. You know, you will not see this in, you know, media and mainstream. So also Sunday, you know, Dr. Ben in Egypt and African tour of Egypt, an African tour of Egypt. So you can see that it was Africa. So please come out that Sunday. Fela, they have a really exclusive interview with Fela. And then Back to Africa, Finding Roots in Nigeria. That's going to be very, very interesting because the Nigerian culture is like the mother of a lot of culture in the African diaspora, like Brazil, Puerto Rico, Cuba, all over. So it comes from the Yoruba religion. So just check that out, what's going down there. That's on Sundays. And then this is really down. they have the African Ancestry presentation, DNA African Ancestry Revealed Live. So you can come and get your DNA and find out what part of Africa that you come from. And, you know, just they're flying out here all the way from D.C. We're trying to bring you some stuff here in Hickville, you know. But we're changing the city. We've changed the city by bringing things down. You know, Dr. Kwaku Ando here, Master Naba, and now we're bringing Dr. Kwaku Lin from Los Angeles. This film festival is always in Los Angeles. We brought it down here to San Diego, and it is free. So also the Garifuna African culture in Belize. So you can find out about the Garifunas and Belize and why there's African cultures there. You need to know this because you don't know it, because they don't let you know the true history. Most history is a lie to divide us. The Africans in Asia, the African presence in Asia, in the last Tasmanian, the British annihilation of the Tasmanian Africans. This is one I want to see. The Act of War, the illegal American takeover of Hawaii. So you can find out really what happened. I was studying that for a while. That was very interesting. Very interesting what happened to Hawaii and why they want their sovereignty. I now understand, you know, just like the Native American Indians. Professor Ivan Van Sertima and the Olmec culture, the Africans in ancient Mexico. Okay, so some of you Mexicans out there, brothers and sisters, come and see that the Olmecs were black and they came on down from Mali and they were here a long time ago. That's all happening noon until 9. So 12 o'clock to 9 p.m. both days. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday and Sunday, November 25th and 26th. You got to come. African Mental Liberation Films. It's the San Diego African Film Festival presented by the World Beat Cultural Center. We want to see you there. All right? So, hey, we got a lot of things going on. You're going to have fun. Derek, are you going? What's going to be happening? You're going to be eating that bird, huh?
Tofurkey.
Tofurkey, huh?
But yeah. I'm excited about. I want to come out to the African Liberation Film Festival. Really interesting films there. Films you'll never, you know, get a chance to see anywhere else. So that's going to be awesome. Of course, Les Nubians. It's a great weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. So be out and about. Les Nubians are a couple weeks from them, but yeah, definitely be out.
You know, we're also having a Jamaican Christmas.
That's right.
And
you can't go to Jamaica for Christmas. It comes to you.
Yeah, well, you bring all the kids and everything. That's after, that's going to be after 2 or 3, about after 3. And
on the 25th?
Yeah, and you can come on over. We have Jamaican storytellers and Sorrel and the Jamaican representative of Jamaica, and that will be the great heritage of Jamaican folk group will be there, and it's all free. I love these things. That's why you got to go on the website so we can keep everything free.
Yep.
We'll let the web, man. We'll, that's how we're gonna beat them. Yeah. That's
yep.
You know, that's why they wanna you know, control up the internet. So the internet has opened up a lot of things. We need you there. Also, you can listen to us on the radio. 24 hours a day, reggae, and that's oneworldreggae.com, oneworldreggae.com. Just go there. And also, we have a TV station online. So if you don't have broadband, please get it and, you know, check us out and check a lot of things that are going on in into the world, and we can just unite together. So we're going to get into Batch and Ross.
Can't wait.
Here we go. Reggae Makossa.
Africa is for the Africans. man a free leave out of Babylon.
This is Banton Levy, and you're listening to Reggae Makosa. Watch out now. You see, all the article listeners, don't touch that dial, because Mr. Levy's in the place. Seen large and in charge.
The little children, the sons and daughters of the widow. Love is for all. The little children, single mothers and the orphan. Love is for all. The little children, so give them the right and seed for them to sow. And show love to all. The little children, come from us and treat one unique. Even before them born, them little heart a beat. Still so many end up living on the streets. No children on this earth don't get enough to eat. May I feed from out the rubbish heap. Sometimes it's hard to find safe place to sleep. A cruel and wicked world with a heart of concrete. Building wealth off of children pornography. All the children,
getting ready for the reggae explosion from V.I.
Oh, why I a loss when you won't see them. You wicked predators of
Bash.
Evil. Will Jah Jah smite on them even? It's love.
Yeah, that's what we do. We got to come together, man. We got to come together. Unification. So we want to see you there, and that'll be December 9th. Come together. So we're gonna we have a very special interview, and that's with Professor Enrique Diablos. Yeah, man. Enrique.
Good evening. Buenas noches.
Oh, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien. How are you?
Hey, I'm very, very well. I just want to heal you up, because I've been knowing you for many years and you have not wavered. You have been here for the youth and for the people.
I'm sorry, I hardly could understand what you say.
Okay, can you hear me now?
More or less.
Okay, so I'm just gonna, can you hear me now?
Okay.
I'm gonna get louder.
Okay.
I bring my, okay. So, I just want to hail you up for all your work with the youth. And just staying on course, and with your works in San Diego. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So Enrique, what is going on in Oaxaca? Everybody, you know, people are listening and seeing things on the radio. What's really going on? And television. What's going on?
Well, I don't know how. Well, I mean, it's a long movement. Essentially, what is happening in Oaxaca is that the most of the population in this state, that is in south of Mexico, most of the people are in near to a general rebellion against the government. Originally, it was a movement for better labor conditions for teachers, but currently this movement evolved and now is a general a movement where teachers, parents, children, indigenous groups, religious groups, even business and companies are participating, and in this movement, essentially everybody are demanding just one single issue: the resignation of the Ulises Ruiz. The governor of Oaxaca is not ruling the state anymore, and he has to go. And around this issue, the people in Oaxaca have been able to organize a lot of different actions, resistance, big demonstrations, and now they are getting the support of essentially many millions of people around the country and out of the country. And so what is happening now is that tomorrow, November 20, the anniversary of the Mexican Revolution, It's going to be an important day in Mexico, and many people will go to strike, blockade the streets, demonstrate, or do whatever they can in support of the movement in Oaxaca.
Okay, and you're a professor at City College, right?
Yeah, correct.
Can you tell us what are some of the things you're teaching? I know one of your students is Oscar, so I've been putting in his head about the African Mexicans, and Yanga and all those things. And when I saw Comandante Marcos, I also talked to him about the same thing. So then I saw that on your syllabus, it was Afro Mexico.
I'm sorry, what did you say about
that? I saw that you were teaching about African Mexicans in your syllabus.
In the television?
No, in your class.
Yes, in my classes, yes, definitely. This is one of the topics. I am now teaching courses on Mexican history and in Chicano and Chicana history. And this is one of the issues that we want to explore in class. The Afro tradition, the Afro heritage in the Mexican civilization, in the Mexican culture, in the Mexican-American culture. And, well, we work, especially since the time of the European-Spanish colonization of Mexico. And this is always an important topic that my students take very seriously, and they work on this issue, and they learn about this tradition in terms of the culture, in terms of the music, in terms of many different features of the Mexican identity related with this African and Afro heritage.
So you would really advise all of us, really the Africans here and the Mexicans, to really know that we have common heritage. We are actually there is African in Mexican blood.
Correct. Yeah, definitely. And we have to be united. I mean, we are dealing with many different issues here in the U.S. together. The Afro movement for civil rights has been really crucial for the Chicano and Chicana movement, and so we have to work together. We have to unify the many different issues that are common concern for both communities.
Enrique, we have a big listening audience, and a lot of Mexico, Tijuana, is listening right now, and also a lot of Mexican youth on this side of the border is listening to you right now here, the Chicanos, and also we have everybody else, that the Jamaicans and the you know, all our, just everybody here, African Americans, and you know, that are listening too, our whole family of, you know, European Americans, white, black, red, Native American Indians, all of us are listening right now. What do you have to tell this listening public out there?
Well, this night, especially, I would like to invite the audience to come tomorrow to City College and to join us with two events that we are going to have to mark the anniversary of the Mexican Revolution, and especially in support of the social movement in Oaxaca, Mexico. At 1 p.m. in the room A213, we are going to have essentially an informative session about what is happening in Oaxaca, some basic issues that the history of this movement and what is the situation now. And also at 7 p.m., the group of Resistencia, La Otra, or the other Resistencia Estudiantil, is organizing a vigil with candles to honor this resistance in Mexico, this resistance of the people of Oaxaca, and to also, I mean, to say that from the U.S., we also demand the stop the brutal repression against the people in Oaxaca, to give the freedom to the political prisoners that in the last weeks by hundreds have been arrested, detained, just kidnapped by the police in Oaxaca, and to let the people in Oaxaca to decide their own destiny, and to simply eliminate this obstacle that is the governor of Oaxaca in this moment. So I would like to invite everybody to come with us and to learn about what is happening there. What is happening in Mexico is affecting a lot what is happening here in the U.S. For good or for bad, we are condemned, the two countries, to be neighbors, to live together. And, well, as one person mentioned today in the protest that we have in the Mexican consulate at 2 p.m., is that many of Mexicans that we are here, well, we are here because we have been forced for the economic corporations in essentially provoking a lot of unemployment in Mexico. That's why many people are coming to the U.S. And we are not here mostly because we want to be here. We are here because we have been displaced of our land in Mexico. So all these movements in Mexico, Oaxaca, the resistance against the electoral fraud for the president, the Zapatista, other campaign, are movements to try to recuperate the country and to have a more fair relationship between Mexico and the United States.
Well, thank you so much, Professor. And, you know, thank you for all the knowledge that you're giving out to the youth. So, and this next song by Sergeant Garcia is dedicated to you. Aluta Continua. Thank you.
Thank you. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Yeah, man. This is he's a great guy and teaching at San Diego City College and Enrique Davlos. Thank you. Hey. I want to give thanks and praise to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, everywhere. Yes, this is dedicated to, hey, all our brothers and sisters out there, Sergeant Garcia, and stand firm and keep loving up. Mexico, big up.
Te das cuenta, somos poca cosa. El movimiento no conoce la pausa. Todo everybody viene a bailar, todo el mundo viene a cantar. Dile a tu papá, dile a tu mamá, que everything's gonna be alright. Tú me estás hablando de la revolución, pero yo quiero que me hables de tu revolución.
For Makeda Dread and Derica, we want to wish you a living Thanksgiving.
Para las cuatro direcciones, acabé con mis ideas y mis ilusiones. Me limpió la vida del peso de mis errores. Ahora les doy la palma y veo los colores. Hay gente por la calle, se visten con disfraces, se quitan la careta y se le ven los dientes. Otros parecen brutos con cara de animales, pero tienen corazón y alma. Keep the faith up in the Almighty. True light and power on the Holy Trinity. Don't try testing powers, cause it's infinity. We work hard, feel we daily bird. Yes, we work hard, feel we daily bird. Boom, we work hard, feel we daily bird. Every word, I'll feel we daily bird. Love the bird.
Four life. Greetings, San Diego Massive. I would like to invite the I&I to a celebration giving thanks to Mother Earth, a benefit for Uganda and Oaxaca, November 22nd, Wednesday at 8 p.m. This will be at Hot Monkey Love Cafe, located at 6875 El Cajon Boulevard, on the corner of 68th and El Cajon. It's all ages, and it will feature Black Heart Warriors Hi-Fi, I&I Universal Saints, Ras Pablo Aslan, Mother Nature, Garilu and the Mayan Kings, Culture Vibration Sound, and there will be Aztec Dancing from Totecas and Aslan, and Heartbeats of Africa, Uganda dancers. There will be art, and it's catered by Sips Food. Come forward, Massive. Invite the whole family and celebrate for giving thanks to Mother Earth and for life. November 22nd, 68th and El Cajon Boulevard. So come forward and jah love. More life.
The human body has been a dwelling place for diverse of entity because of the simple ignorance of knowing how to eat correctly. Consume fast food, fat fuel, 500 concept of consume would still be more clear for all to see. Aye. Your eyes have an appetite and that is sometimes slack.
Reggae Makosa with Makeda Dread.